Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Welcome to Discovery Tarot Path. I am Reverend Stephanie Neal, and tonight the court cards will be addressed. Now to begin, it will be most helpful that you have all the court cards out in front of you so you may see the scenes as I discuss them one by one. And I have mine set up here, so after I let you know how they should be set up, maybe you can stop this recording and then pick up from there after you have it set up. So essentially, on a flat surface, have the suits set up in order, which are, wands and cups, knights, and pentacles. And so, swords and pentacles, sorry. So the first row, you'll have four cards in front of you, the bottom row. And the bottom row will be the pages. So you'll have the Page of Wands, the Page of Cups, the Page of Swords, and the Page of Pentacles. Then, above that horizontal line, you will have another row added, which will be the Knight of Wands, the Knight of Cups, the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Pentacles, once again, in order with the suit, and in order with the royal title. Then the third row, horizontal, is the Queen of Wands, the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Swords, Queen of Pentacles. And, of course, the last suit is the King of Wands, the King of Cups, the King of Swords, and the King of Pentacles. So now here you have 16 cards ready to go, and I hope you enjoy this. All right, so the wands, I'll start with the bottom line. That makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to talk about these cards as a whole group, as a single suit, and individually. Then the last part of the teaching I will be presenting what Waite said about each card, how he interpreted his own cards. So tying the cards together, 16 once again, and notice that these cards are numberless, no numbers. And so, but tying the cards together, some court cards have symbols tying them together. Examples of this are all court cards are holding their perspective suit symbol. So as you can look at them, you can see that that's in fact what they're doing. Then all pentacle court cards are experiencing a bright sunny day. So as you look up and down that row, you see every card is a nice bright yellow. And then all the court cards are experiencing a cloudy day. Once again, looking up and down vertically on that row, you see all those clouds. So that is something that ties them up together. Then all the pentacle court cards are found in an active, growing field. And you can see the fields. So one field is in the distance, another field is closer, but you can see that they're all in a field. Then you can see the freshly dug furrows of the Knight of Pentacles. So you can look at that now. And the same furrows in the distance of the Page of Pentacles. The King of Pentacles is sitting in a vineyard while the Queen of Pentacles is surrounded with blooming flowers and pears are carved all over her throne. So you see the connection there with, well, essentially, the pentacles. Then all the queens and kings' thrones are placed in, I would say, unexpected areas. And so looking at that, you can see that not one of them is inside at all. And they're on the edges of things and in gardens and floating on the sea. So that's fun to look at that too, how they all tie in that way. So pages, all pages are standing. So that's the bottom row. You see that they're all standing, so they are all alike in that way. All pages are dressed in short, informal garb of their day. All are girded with a belt. All are isolated. So taking all that information while answering a question of your quorant or from yourself, you have lots of information there of what these symbols mean to you. Now moving to the knights, all knights are connected to animal energies. For the Knight of Wands is the lizard. The Knight of Cups is fish. For the Knight of Swords, you see butterflies and birds. The horse is enough for the Knight of Pentacles. And all knights are riding a magnificent horse. You see, all the horses have different stances. Some are, one is galloping, and another one is standing still. So it's super obvious that the horse is very important to this suit. Then all knights are wearing feathers on their helmet. All are wearing armor. And once again, lots can be interpreted just by looking at the armor. It's what are they going to be going out to battle any moment now? Or are they practicing? Why are they wearing the armor? So as we identify each symbol, this is where you come in with your intuition and you, believe in yourself and believe in your interpretations. And the more symbols that you can identify, more symbols that you can connect with other cards, the easier the interpretations will flow. Then next, the queens. All queens are sitting on their throne. All queens have an animal with their scene, such as the Queen of Wands has the feline at center stage on both sides of her and above her. The Queen of Cups animal is not so obvious. Nevertheless, a single fish is being held by a merbaby carved on her throne. And there are two more merbabies carved on top of her throne. A single bird flying over the Queen of Swords and carved on her throne are three butterflies. And I'm assuming three are also carved on the other side of her throne as well. The butterflies are found on her crown as well. There are unidentified animal feet carved into her throne. on the Queen of Pentacles card, we see a ram on her throne, a rabbit's face carved at the top of her throne, and a living rabbit scurrying on the ground next to her. Kings, the same is true for the kings regarding animal energies. The lizard and lion are obvious on the King of Wands. We see a dolphin in the background and a fish around the King of Cups' neck as his throne is floating on the sea. The butterfly shows up again on the King of Swords card, as well as two birds flying above him. Four rams are found on the King of Pentacles card. Two cards equals one person, and this is what I mean. You see, it is my assertion that the Page card and the Knight card are showing the same individual within each suit, because there are obvious symbols tying both figures together. These two cards show the young individual as a page, and then after much living, yet still young, the individual earns knighthood. And I'll show you what I mean, or tell you. You see, the Page and Knight of Wands are wearing the same garb, somewhat, and are located next to the same three pyramids in the desert. So that's a tie, that's a connection there. So they're the same person, because they're living on the same land, or traveling on the same land. Now, the Page and Knight of Cups have fish and water in their scenes. The Page and Knight of Swords are showing the same wind-swept area with a murder of crows over both heads. And even look at those trees. They're both the same type of trees. Then we have the Page and Knight of Pentacles are both living near a vegetable or fruit field. And they also, now look at their trees too, and you see that those are the same types of trees. So that's just an interesting side note. So when you're reading, when you pull a Page of Pentacles, when you look at him, you'll also see his future. Or if you pull the Knight Pentacle, you'll know what his past was. So those two can, well, let's see, we're talking about the eight cards right there that are pulled together quite nicely. Now, weight interpretations. So regarding Waite's interpretations, before I share Waite's interpretation of his deck, some terms used in the late 1800s and early 1900s are not used in the present day, and at best they're awkward. Yet I think it is important to hear his interpretations in his own words. So Dr. Edward Waite wrote a book called The Pictorial Key to the Tarot, and the subtitle further states, being fragments of a secret tradition under the veil of divination. So let us enjoy exploring this author's interpretation of his deck by placing ourselves into his shoes as we hear his interpretations. And let us imagine that we are contemporaries of Waite, living in the late 1800s, early 1900s, exploring the world through his eyes, through his cards. So, let us turn our attention to the page's court cards, which would be the bottom line here, as we discover Waite's interpretations behind each card. All right, so, according to Waite, he says, the Page of Wands, a young man stands in the act of proclamation. He is unknown but faithful, and his tidings are strange. Divinatory meanings include dark young man, faithfulness, a lover, an envoy, a postman. Beside a man, he will bear favorable testimony concerning him. A dangerous rival, if followed by the Page of Cups. He has the chief qualities of his suit. He may signify familiar intelligence. Reversed, antidote, announcements, evil news, also indecision, and the instability which accompanies it. The Page of Cups, a fair, pleasing, somewhat effeminate page of studious and intent aspect, contemplates a fish rising from a cup to look at him. It is the pictures of the mind taking form. Divinatory meanings. Fair young man, one compelled to render service and with whom the quarant will be connected. A studious youth, news, message, application, reflection, meditation, also these things directed to business, taste, inclination, attachment, seduction, deception, artifice. The Page of Swords, a lithe, active figure, holds a sword upright in both hands, while in the act of swift walking, he is passing over rugged land, and along his way, the clouds are collocated wildly. He is alert and lithe, looking this way and that, as if an expected enemy might appear at any moment. Meanings include authority, overseeing, secret service, vigilance, spying, examination, and the qualities thereto belonging. Reversed, more evil side of these qualities, what is unforeseen, unprepared state. Sickness is also intimated. Page of Pentacles, a youthful figure looking intently at the pentacle, which hovers over his raised hands. He moves slowly, insensible of that which is about him. Application, studies, scholarship, reflection. Another reading says news, messages, and the bringer thereof. Also, rule, management, reversed, prodigality, dissipation, liberality, luxury, unfavorable news. The Knight of Wands, he is shown as if upon a journey, armed with a short wand, and although mailed, is not on a warlike errand. He is passing mounds or pyramids. The motion of the horse is a key to the character of his rider and suggests the participant's mood or things connected therewith. Divinatory meanings include departure, absence, flight, immigration, a dark young man, friendly, change of residence, reversed, rupture, division, interruption, discord. The Knight of Cups, graceful but not warlike, riding quietly, wearing a winged helmet, referring to those higher graces of the imagination, which sometimes characterize this card. He too is a dreamer, but the images on the side of sense haunt him. In his vision, divinatory meanings include arrival, approach, sometimes that of a messenger, advances, proposition, demeanor, invitation, incitement, reversed, trickery, artifice, subtly, swindling, duplicity, and fraud. The Knight of Swords, he is riding in full course, as if scattering his enemies. In the design, he is a prototypical hero of romantic chivalry. He might almost be Galahad, whose sword is swift and sure, because he is clean of heart. Divinatory meanings, skill, bravery, capacity, defense, address, enmity, wrath, war, destruction, opposition, resistance, ruin. There is, therefore, a sense in which the card signifies death, but it carries this meaning only in its proximity to other cards of fatality. Reversed, imprudence, incapacity, extravagance. The Knight of Pentacles. He rides a slow, enduring, heavy horse to which his own aspects corresponds. He exhibits his symbol, but does not look therein. Divinatory meaning, utility, serviceableness, interest, responsibility, rectitude, all on the normal and external plane. Reversed, inertia, idleness, repose of that kind, stagnation, also placidity, discouragement, carelessness. The Queen of Wands. The wands throughout this suit are always in leaf, as it is a suit of life and animation. Emotionally and otherwise, the Queen's personality corresponds to that of the King, but is more magnetic. Divinatory meanings, a dark woman, country woman, friendly, chaste, loving, honorable. If the card beside her signifies a man, she is well disposed towards him. If a woman, She is interested in the current. Also, love of money or a certain success in business. And reversed, good, economical, obliging, serviceable, signifies also but in certain positions and in the neighborhood of other cards tending in such directions, opposition, jealousy, even deceit and infidelity. Queen of Cups. Beautiful, fair, dreamy, as one who sees visions in a cup. This is, however, only one of her aspects. She sees, but she also acts, and her activity feeds her dream. Divination, meaning good, fair woman, honest, devoted woman, who will do service to the quarant. Loving intelligence, and hence the gift of vision, success, happiness, pleasure, also wisdom, virtue, a perfect spouse, and a good mother. Now reversed, the accounts vary. Good woman, otherwise distinguished woman, but one not to be trusted. Perverse woman, vice, dishonor, depravity, the Queen of Swords. Her right hand raises the weapon vertically, and the hilt rests on an arm of her royal chair. The left hand is extended, the arm raised. Her countenance is severe, but chastened. It suggests familiarity with sorrow. It does not represent mercy. And her sword notwithstanding, she is scarcely a symbol of power. Divinatory meanings include widowhood, female sadness and embarrassment, absence, sterility, mourning, privation, separation, and reversed, malice, bigotry, artifice, puritry, veil, deceit. Queen of Pentacles. The face suggests that of a dark woman whose qualities might be summed up in the idea of greatness of soul. She has also the serious cast of intelligence. She contemplates her symbol and may see worlds within. Divinatory meanings, opulence, generosity, magnificence, security, liberty. Reversed, evil, suspicion, suspense, fear, mistrust. King of Wands. The physical and emotional nature to which this card is attributed is dark, ardent, lithe, animated, and impassionate, noble. The king uplifts a flowering wand and wears, like his three correspondences in the remaining suits, what is called a cap of maintenance beneath his crown. He connects with the symbol of the lion, which is emblazoned on the back of his throne. Divinatory meanings include dark man, friendly, countryman, generally married, honest, and conscientious. The card also signifies honesty and may mean news concerning an unexpected inheritance to fall in before long, reversed, good but severe, austere yet tolerant. The King of Cups, he holds a short scepter in his left hand and a great cup in his right. His throne is set upon the sea. On one side a ship is riding, and on the other a dolphin is leaping. The implicit is that the sign of the cup naturally refers to water, which appears in all the court cards. Divination means fair man, man of business, law, or divinity. He is responsible, disposed to oblige the quarant. Also equity, art, and science, including those who profess science, law, and art. Creative intelligence, and reversed, dishonest, double-dealing man, roguery, exaction, injustice, vice, scandal, pillage, considerable loss. King of Swords, he sits in judgment, holding the unsheathed sign of his suit. He recalls, of course, the conventional symbol of justice in the Trump's major, and he may represent this virtue, but he is rather the power of life and death in virtue of his office. Divinatory meanings, whatever arises out of the idea of judgment and all its connections, power, command authority, military intelligence, law, offices of the crown, and so forth. Reversed, cruelty, perversity, barbarity, perfidy, evil intention. King of Pentacles, the figure calls for no special description. The face is rather dark, suggesting also courage, but somewhat lethargic in tendency. The bull's head should be noted as a recurrent symbol on the throne. The sign of this suit is represented throughout and engraved or emblazoned with the pentagram, typically the correspondence of the four elements in human nature and that by which they may be governed. In many old tarot packs, the suit stood for currency, coin, money, deniers. I have not invented the substitution of pentacles, and I have no special cause to sustain in respect of the alternative, but the consensus of divinatory meanings is on the side of some change, because the cards do not happen to deal especially with questions of money. Divinatory meanings, valor, realizing intelligence, business and normal intellectual aptitude, sometimes mathematical gifts and attainments of this kind, success in these paths. Reversed, vice, weakness, ugliness, perversity, corruption, peril. All right, so there you have it. Those words are Dr. Edward Waite's interpretation of his court cards from his deck. I hope you enjoyed that, and until next time, blessed be.